Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is not me joning, I swear, but I don't remember more national NFL reporters who prominently cover the league universally being wrong about anything than they were this week about the tush push. Every single one of the heavy-hitting reporters saying it was going to be banned, and today it wasn't. 70% of teams, roughly, voted to ban the tush push. 22 of 32 clubs said get rid of it. 24 needed to say get rid of it. So two teams shy of enough, the three-quarter threshold, to make it happen. The dialogue continues for another year now. And Danny, the tush push is alive and well for one more football season.
I will never forgive the Titans, Jets, Saints, Patriots, Dolphins, Jaguars, Lions, Browns, and Ravens. I repeat, I will never forgive the Titans, Jets, Saints, Patriots, Dolphins, Jaguars, Lions, Browns, and Ravens. I will never forgive you for doing the incorrect thing. Such a fixable, easy, simple thing, and you screwed it up. The Eagles, I don't blame them. They figured out a loophole with the stupid rule that's easily fixable. And so they want it because they think it's to their advantage. And, you know, there, of course, it'll be, Johnny from South Jersey, tough guy, but you don't like it, you could stop us. No, wrong. It's a stupid rule. Very, very easy to fix. And they said, let's not do that. I am so mad about this because, again, it's such an easily fixable thing with a wonderful alternative that will be wildly effective for you, Eagles, or anybody else that wants to use it. The quarterback sneak works so well. It's delightful. It is an excellent, excellent football play to do the exact thing that you want. This assisting the runner nonsense should go away immediately. We were so close, and I will never forgive those nine teams, plus the stupid Eagles, who I also hate so much, for screwing this up.
You have the nine teams you just read through?
Yep.
Give me them again. I want to try to figure out why they would have been, and I don't even know that they're for it, but not against it. So go one by one here.
Titans.
Don't really play the Eagles very often. Maybe don't deal with it much. I don't have a whole lot there. Maybe they feel like they can do the tush push now that they just drafted Cam Ward number one overall. I don't know.
Jets.
Another AFC team, doesn't play the Eagles very often. By the way, that's a theme here.
Saints.
Okay, got nothing for you there. I mean, maybe they just don't like the idea, the precedent of a play works at a really high rate, and you're getting rid of it because people are struggling to stop it.
Patriots.
AFC.
Yeah, a lot of AFC. Dolphins.
It's out of sight, out of mind is what you're noticing, right?
Like, yeah.
If you don't have to deal with it, then maybe you're not as bothered by it.
So the Lions are one of the teams, and that's one I don't quite understand. I mean, that's Dan Campbell's mantra of like, it doesn't matter. We'll eat a kneecap regardless. We'll barbecue your shoulder joint. I mean, whatever. So they're idiots. Them and the Saints, the two NFC teams. Everyone else is AFC, which is interesting. But again, I will never forgive those teams
for
screwing this up.
You needed two teams, and you couldn't get it.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
Or no, you're right.
Everybody say this was going to pass. Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport. I saw Rossini all morning saying it was going to pass. Who's my buddy with The Athletic? I mean, dude, come on. All of them, all the newsbreakers.
I think it was heading that way, but something happened. I don't know what.
Well, so here is going to be my annoyance. I'm just telling you right now that this is going to be the narrative after today, and it's going to make me very angry. I don't know if you saw this, but Jason Kelce went into the meetings this morning. Did you see that?
I've seen the memes or whatever, but so I don't.
The big story today was that Jason Kelce, the former center of the Eagles, accompanied owner Jeffrey Lurie into the meetings. And everyone was like, he's here to save the tush push. And I thought, oh my God, just what we need, another day of attention-seeking Kelce behavior, right? You can't turn on a TV during the football season without bumping into Jason Kelce.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The narrative's going to be that he convinced some teams to, like, cross the line. That everyone said it was going to be banned because there were 24 or more teams that were ready to ban it. And then Kelce gave some speech, or by addressing the other teams, he was able to, you know, like a president trying to get people to cross the aisle to push through healthcare, whatever it is. He was able to get a couple people from the other party to come over. That's what we're going to hear, and it's going to drive me out of my mind. That's not what happened. There was just never 24 teams. But when I hear that, I'm going to be annoyed. Like, he's the godfather of the tush push. He's already Mr. Tush Push because he was the center and he was the guy that was quite literally in the middle of the play over and over and over again when it was so successful. But Danny, think about how much more obnoxiously Eagles fans are going to celebrate every short yardage situation now.
Of course.
You were with me at the link. Darius, you were sitting with us. Every time there was an and one in a game on third and fourth down, all of the dumb Eagles fans stand up and like hit each other on the shoulder, and they're like, we're doing it. Here we go. It's time. It's time. Where's Jalen going to line up? Oh, it's the tush push. Here we go. They did that before. They wrapped themselves in the flag and the pride of this play. And that was before the league came for you and missed. That was before the league came for the king and couldn't knock you down. That was before 22 teams voted against your thing. And now you won. You still have it. I thought already, I'm like, this is going to be insufferable. Their fans are going to be terrible. The team posted a 26-minute video on YouTube the minute it didn't get banned. They're already trolling and going, it's going to be their whole identity now.
Of course it is. Yeah, the relishing of no one liking them is, you know, antisocial, personality disorder type behavior. And here they are just embracing it, walking around like it's some badge of honor. I mean, the Packers rewrote the rule so it specifically doesn't target. See, that's the other part. The part that annoys me is you see in Schefter's tweet, NFL needed 24 votes today to ban the tush push, but only got 22. Here are the teams that voted against the tush. It's not a tush push ban. It's a ban against assisting runners. Green Bay had to rewrite the rule.
But you know what it is.
I know exactly what it is. But in order to prevent weird hurt feelings or that like some team was being targeted, yeah, it's targeting them, but whatever. In order to prevent that, it's just the common sense, normal football thing that we've all had for decades upon decades, where I don't want my running back to be thrown over the line of scrimmage to get an and one because he happens to be short in stature. And I've got a guy that was great at the discus in college, or pushing runners from behind, or guys coming into piles and spearing them, moving the pile forward by a yard and a half, two, three, four, 5 yards. It's not what football is. It's never been that. It's a dumb rugby scrum, and quarterback sneaks work so well. They had to rewrite it so there are no hurt feelings. And so it's now turned into this quest to end the Eagles' reign of terror falls short. They're now empowered, and they're on a mission to show the rest of the league can kick their ass. No. No. This is so infuriating. It's so infuriating. And again, everybody in the mentions is like, this is so weak. It's so soft. You're so soft. 10 teams are strong. Wow. Let's top you on the field. Again, the quarterback sneak with Jalen Hurts will be more successful than anyone else's quarterback sneak. You'll do great.
This is 1,000% one of those times where the reaction is more annoying than the thing, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Like, player does something stupid, and then people act like it's not stupid. I get more upset at the people than the player. Like, Antonio Brown this week, shockingly, was involved with police officers, ripped out a gun from his pants, started firing it in the air, allegedly, whatever needs to be said. And then the story is that he's saying someone tried to rob him. There's video of him getting into a big fight outside of a celebrity boxing match, I'm sure, by the way. And so this fight ensues, and he's saying people tried to rob him, and he was defending himself or whatever. The people that allegedly tried to rob him are saying, we're victims. We were fought. We were beat up, basically. So who knows what happened, right? I certainly don't have all the details. But the idea that him ever taking out a gun and firing it a bunch of times into the air with a bunch of people around him is a reasonable thing to do. That's more annoying almost than like anything else, is the defense of the stupidity in our society now. When someone does something dumb, please say they did something dumb. That's what annoys me worse. Someone does something bad. You go, you're just a loser. You're soft. You're a boomer. Acknowledge that the thing that was unacceptable is unacceptable. And I think that's where some of your anger is coming from here.
That's a big part of it. It's a big part of it. And again, it's like this weird crusade, and they're turning into some personal affront. Like, you listen, I give them credit. I think every team should be doing this stuff. And not just that play, but I mean finding some weakness in the rules. Like, whether it's a formation thing, or when Mike Vrabel years ago like had his players purposely jump offside, or you know, you hold on purpose. Whatever the hell it is, when there is a loophole in the rule that's soft and ineffective, you capitalize on that. Not every team has a quarterback that can squat 1 million pounds and a great offensive line that can do this sort of thing. You do, so you should use things that are within the rules. And this is what's happened in every walk of life in the history of Western society. Hey, this used to be legal. We now see it's not in the spirit of what we were trying to do. It's actually kind of it's not a violation yet because we haven't made it illegal. But what we will do here is to prevent this kind of bleep from happening, rewrite a little text, rewrite a rule, just to make sure that we kind of stay back on and put the playing field back level again. It happens all the time, and it's going to happen again. And the NFL was like, no thanks. Leave it.
Are you guys surprised that after days of hearing that the tush push would be banned, today we found out it wasn't? And why do you think 9 teams were against banning it?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.